from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Here's the math on COVID-19 cases in the region covered by the Porcupine Health Unit. A new case has been identified somewhere between Fauquier and Opisatika. Take two cases newly resolved into account, and the region has three currently active. The total since the pandemic arrived is now 2,282. Today's number of cases reported across Ontario is the highest single-day total in over 6 months, at 1,290. Another 10 people have died. You'll want to take Goldmine Road between Timmins and South Porcupine this Sunday morning to avoid the frustration of Ray Hill being closed. The city says Hydro One is planning a wire relocation. It will only last about 30 minutes, but that could be any time between 9 and noon. You're going to feel a pinch at the grocery store in the next year. Canada's food price report suggests a family of four will be paying an extra $1,000. Research shows prices will climb between 5 and 7% in 2022. Restaurant meals, dairy, vegetable, and baked goods will soar between 6 and 8%. If you use a delivery service or an online grocery platform, expect prices to go up between 2 and 8%. The report blames the increase on labor shortages, supply chain issues, high energy prices, and weather events. Statistics Canada says the country's food inflation rate hit 3.8% in October. It doesn't have to be much. The Timmins Learning Center is asking for donations towards its homework club tutoring program for students from grade 1 to grade 12. Executive Director Genevieve Lemieux says donations pay the full cost of the program.
That's why we kind of try to do as much as we possibly can to expose the program. So we currently have 40 children accessing our program right now.
Lemieux hopes to expand that to 60 students. Details on donating can be found at mytimmonsnow.com. Finally, this afternoon, the pandemic has complicated fundraising for the Timmins Sports Heritage Hall of Fame. Live events are pretty well prohibited, so Chair Wayne Bozer says the decision was made to do another symbolic sale of 250 McIntyre Arena seats.
We just went back to the well, I guess, and see if we can recreate the success we had in the first round of the seat sale where we filled that first board.
That board is outside the hall's home, the J.P. Bickell Auditorium at the MAC. The new one is in the arena lobby. Bozer says your $100 purchase gets you a tax receipt. He suggests a seat as a unique Christmas gift or an in memoriam gesture. Details are on the hall's Facebook page. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.